You are listening to The Seasonal Section, a kinda, sorta, pop culture podcast hosted by Rosemary Media, where somewhere between 2 and 6 fully functioning human people gather around a homemade kitchen table to discuss whatever it is they feel like discussing, all while sampling some new drinks, some new snacks, and whatever else they found on an end cap at their local Target store. If you like what you hear, please don't forget to rate and review the show on your podcast platform of choice. Follow Rosemary Media on Instagram at RSMRY Media and just spread the word. Tell everyone you know about this show's existence. Or honestly, just set all your devices to listen to each episode a couple dozen times to fluff the numbers. Who really cares? The world is literally burning. But anyways, on with the show.
Yo, 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 what's good, everybody? Welcome to episode 11 of The Seasonal Section. I am joined here today with Brittany Reiner, Matt Corey, and returning after his 2-episode absence, Sean Van Brocklin.
COVID-free.
That's the way to be. And my wife, Megan, is here. But if you'll notice, maybe in a lot of the notes that I don't ask her a question or refer to her a lot, it's because she was not going to be on this podcast until today. So when I made these notes, she was not involved in them. But she's here anyway. Say hi.
Hey.
Sean, what's the deal? Where you been?
COVID, man.
And the one, but you've missed 2 episodes now. So the one before that, you're getting a couch or something.
Couch. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it was a couch and then COVID. And now you're here.
Now I'm here.
How's everybody else doing today?
Great.
Matt and I are wearing our seasonal section sweaters.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I was so excited to wear this.
We'll have to take a picture together so we can post it as the cover for this.
Yeah. My husband didn't get me one.
Oh.
So,
How dare you?
Right?
Yeah, the pre-order link was posted on the Instagram. Well,
but I thought you would maybe surprise me with one.
Joint property.
Secret Santa's coming soon.
Yeah. We talked before this podcast about how we don't have a shared bank account. We just do our own thing. So. Yeah. the weather, guys? It's fall.
Yeah.
What? I also just fall. We got fucking torrential rain today.
Yeah.
What did he make the face for?
Oh, Matt's face. It's always, he makes the best faces. He was so excited about the cider.
It was a good face. He liked
it. Yeah, it was very good. So wait, what are we drinking right now?
This is Beacon Skiff's sparkling fresh cider. Mm. So it's just just regular old cider.
Is this you guys are drinking at the Death Cab show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, Andy and I went there yesterday and got 2 4-packs of it because they have like a Honeycrisp version in like the big glasses, so we got 2 bottles of that. We're gonna pop one open on Halloween.
This is way more enjoyable when I'm drinking it, not to just like try and feel like I'm not gonna be sick.
Pregnancy. Yeah,
this is
exciting,
amazing
stuff.
But yeah, we got highs in the 50s this week, guys. I think Thursday we got like a high of 55 or something.
Loving it,
man.
Thriving.
What a time to be alive. Best time of the year.
It really is.
Today, as we were recording this podcast, it is Monday, September 19th. Is that correct? Yes, correct. Today is National Butterscotch Pudding Day. And guys, I've been thinking about Snack Pack a lot recently.
Oh, wow.
Because this one over here won't let me buy Snack Packs.
Listen,
Andy would have some words with me if I tried to as well.
Didn't they do chocolate it's like, vanilla butterscotch?
Wait, why?
Like a 3-pack?
Okay, well,
probably,
they're just like,
Sean,
why would you prevent why would you prevent this snack from happening?
Listen, I thought I was the one that actually brought them up health, the first time. And then I like, I don't know. I just can't. I don't know. I'm probably one day I'm just going to cave because it's like a very nostalgic lunch box.
Yeah, guys, remember Snack Packs?
Yeah.
It's pretty shitty chocolate pudding, but like it's still so good.
Yeah.
It's like eating kid cuisine. We were talking about that the other day too. It's like that's absolute
your
trash.
Corn in your brownie and you just ate it anyway because
it was always trash. Yeah. Like, if the corn into the brownie, it looked like poop because you have corn in it. But every Friday night, like that's what I wanted. Like I wanted my mom to get me a kid cuisine, like over anything else. And it's total trash, but for some reason it's just put the fucking penguin on the cover and I'm all about it.
So good. I just had to bring Corey a 2-pound bag of pizza rolls because my husband wouldn't let me keep 4 pounds of pizza rolls in the freezer.
Oh my god.
For my health as
well.
Thank
you, Andy. Andy doesn't listen, right? No, of course.
No, he definitely doesn't.
I think you should. Let's just talk about pudding, though. What are your favorite puddings?
Like brand? Or?
Flavors.
Oh. Flavors.
So, I love the Jell-O Oreo layered one. But if I'm messing with the snack pack one, it has to be the chocolate and vanilla layered.
Yeah.
That was the one to get.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I used to like dunking. Remember the graham cracker sticks, the honey made? I don't know if they still make those. Do they? I don't know. I think they do. But I used to dip the cinnamon honey made graham crackers in either the vanilla or the chocolate snack packs.
I just want to shout out the actual day that today is, butterscotch.
No, absolutely not.
That was my favorite one. Yeah. The color too is just that like golden color. Mm. Oh,
I'll give you Andy's answers right now.
Butterscotch,
rice pudding, and tapioca.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, Corey likes tapioca too. Yeah. That's just like that's disgusting.
Tapioca. Yeah, no, not my thing. Ooh.
Andy and I should eat pudding together.
Yeah, you should.
Andy's such an old day. Andy's such an old man.
He's such an old man.
I wrote down what were my favorite butterscotch. Chocolate and pistachio. Love pistachio.
Oh, pistachio.
I don't think I've ever had pistachio pudding.
Have you never had the pistachio pudding cake that, like my grandma makes, that my mom makes?
And it's so
good. Have you had your grandma's pistachio pudding cake?
Yeah.
No.
I would love to have your grandma's pistachio pudding cake.
It's amazing.
Cake.
It's not a cake. It's a...
I mean, it's...
Next podcast?
It's like, yeah, kind of like a cream pie.
It's like it's a layer of like a graham cracker and like nut crust. Yeah. And then it's a layer of pistachio pudding and then a layer of like Cool Whip.
Yeah, it's one of those like 1960s.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it like Lush? Is it like pistachio Lush?
There's another name for it because Logan said it. I forgot. I'm gonna call Logan.
It's just like bright green and like I don't know. It's
my
so
coworker
good.
Used to make something similar and it was lemon Lush. She would call it.
Oh
it was
yeah,
like the same exact components just with lemon pudding.
Yeah. It just looks like something that's like on every like old person's like Thanksgiving table.
Yeah.
Wait, is it the green dish of Jell-O?
No, it's not ambrosia. Oh, not ambrosia. Okay. Which is disgusting.
Sounds disgusting. That is very disgusting.
Jell-O is one thing that like always grosses me out. Like I don't think I could just be like, oh yeah, Jell-O for dessert. Like you only eat it when you're sick or like you're instructed by your doctor to only eat Jell-O.
Isn't most of it sugar free also?
Yeah.
At the tone, please record your message.
I think
it's recording, you may hang up.
It's disgusting.
Logan, this is all of us recording the podcast. I have a question for you. Call me back. Okay. We'll get to that. Today is also National Talk Like a Pirate Day. Matt, give me your best pirate. Arr! Anybody else?
I've got a pirate joke.
I'd love that.
Why couldn't the pirate go to the movie?
It was rated R.
Yeah.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
You think it'd be R, but really it'd be the C.
Listeners of this podcast know I'm not a fan of pirates, so I hated that for me. In 2005, How I Met Your Mother premiered on CBS and became my new favorite show for the last, like, whatever, the first few years of the show, I think it was. Were you guys into it?
The first few years, and then I could not tell you how it ended. Like, there was a point where I just stopped watching.
It ended bad.
Yeah, I feel like I was fine with that show when it was, like, 4, maybe 5 seasons.
Oh, yeah, during the summer that you were home, I would bring you over the DVD box set so you could blow through the seasons. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Have you guys watched How I Met Your Father yet?
Yeah, we watched it.
Yeah. I think it's cute.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's not a great show, but Hilary Duff's
exactly.
Yeah.
It's Hilary Duff.
I enjoyed that show way more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
It's like I would watch it.
It's just like
season.
Emily in Paris. It's like one of those shows that's like it's not winning any awards, but like it's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also on this day in 2015, Justin Bieber released his single What Do You Mean? Are you guys big fans of that song or what?
I think it's a good song.
I enjoyed it.
I do too.
I like the song, but there are definitely there are Bieber songs that I enjoy more.
I love that album. And it's the only thing I've ever like loved that Justin Bieber did. But
that's
I
from
really
Love Purpose, Yourself right? and right. Sorry. Like, Sorry is probably my favorite Justin Bieber song.
Oh, yeah.
But so after looking at these notes, I looked up the video for What Do You Mean?
Yeah, they're skateboarding in it.
Whoa, there's a lot of weird shit happening there.
They're just skating, right?
No, he's like making out with it for What Do You Mean? He's like he's like making out with this chick like pretty softcore porn style, and then like
he wanted to show that he was mature.
Into
you know he
turns into them getting kidnapped, but he planned the entire kidnap and takes her to this like rave. They like have to jump out of this building. It's fucking weird.
All I remember was skateboarding in that video. Was there skateboarding in it?
I believe once the softcore porn is done and they
softcore porn.
It's corn. It's porn.
So many big lump images just went through my head.
It's got the juice, dude. It's got the juice.
Oh yeah, give me that big lump with knobs.
But yeah, there is skateboarding.
Oh, it's got the juice.
Yeah, just very
I literally
video.
Just remember like the whole video was skateboarding. Did they do a second video or what?
The one on YouTube is
it was a fan made video.
No.
Of an actual like
kid. I don't know. It was
they just disguise it as yeah. Justin Bieber, what do you mean? Unofficial video. Still no one's found it.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
It's also Jimmy Fallon's birthday. So happy birthday to Jimmy Fallon. Do you see the beard he's rocking these days?
No,
we haven't watched that in a long time.
Looks good. I don't think he's been hosting. He's doing the thing in the summer where like somebody else hosts for him.
Oh yeah, I guess right now is like fall premiere time.
John, if you could grow a full beard, would you do it?
No,
you know, beard guy.
No,
Andy's is finally starting to get to the point where he can grow a full beard, but he will not.
Is he just like embarrassed about?
No, so his thing is like he's gonna become a teacher, so he doesn't want to like
get used to it.
Yeah, like he wants to just be clean shaven because he needs to be professional or whatever.
Yeah. How's his thigh doing? Is it less thick now?
Yeah.
Yeah, his thick boy thigh went down.
Are you bummed about that?
Yeah. Andy got stung by a bee and his thigh got all swollen up, yeah. And Brittany was just all hot and bothered
about that. That thigh was swole.
He got stung again. That was the second one.
Like one of those
this way, guys. This way.
She's got it in a jar and is just cupping it to his thigh. Starts hitting the jar.
Go for the arms.
Oh my god. Mama needs her thick.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Tomorrow when this podcast will go live and you'll hopefully be listening to it, it will be George R. Martin's birthday. And I put this on here for a reason so that I could give you nerds some space to talk about the Game of Thrones spinoff, The House of the Dragon. But before we started recording this podcast, come to find out, nobody here is watching it. And Kevin's not here, so he can't talk about it. So, Matt, the reason you're not watching it is because?
Because I didn't get HBO until last Black Friday. And because there was a deal. And so
did
now.
Did you buy the year-long subscription?
Yeah, yeah. So
what
now
was
I'm.
The deal?
I don't know. It was like a one-time payment.
What's the deal?
100 or something, maybe. I can't remember. Okay. But
November 26th comes around, you're going to cancel it?
No. Okay. So I actually really love HBO. So anyway, though, so I mean, House of Dragons, like right at my alley. And so was the original Game of Thrones. But one of the things that put me off with it was the way what I heard from everybody else who had watched the ending of it. I love the incest.
Oh, okay.
It's a game the whole Lannister family can play. I put off watching Game of Thrones just because everybody was so like bummed about the ending. But now that there's all these spinoffs, it's kind of like, well, that's not really the ending. I can still like enjoy what else is in the universe, and like it just keeps going, right? So that being said, though, I'm watching Game of Thrones for the first time. It is like all I've been watching. I binged. I'm finally up to season. Oh boy, am I like 6 episodes into season 5 maybe? And can we do spoilers?
Sure, it's
okay.
Been out for long
the
enough.
Most emotional death that so far, and like I haven't like you know usually when the deaths happen and stuff, I'm like, oh man, bummer or whatever. But Hodor. When you find out like the hold the door thing, and I was just like, oh, thinking about it, I'm just like, oh my god, that's.
I love that you're experiencing this for the first time, and like we experienced that like years ago, you know.
Yeah, and I was really bummed out when I like that there's not any comebacks. Like people die off constantly in that show. As a matter of fact, when the guy who plays the Mandalorian died off. Everybody, the main guy who played the Mandalorian, everybody was like, oh yeah, that's the guy from Game of Thrones and whatever. I figured he had a much bigger role in Game of Thrones, and suddenly he was just dead. Like when the mountain just pushes his thumbs through his eyes, you know, and you like you he thinks that you he's
that death. His death was the hardest for me. That was
because he was like he was getting vengeance and stuff, and then it's just like nope.
Yeah, just that done. was the worst because I loved that actor and the character, and then. The scene itself is so gruesome, but for it to happen to him when he's trying to get his revenge for something like that was really fucked up and he needed his revenge for it. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And when you thought he had it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just gets.
Dude,
boom.
Fuck the writers.
Yeah.
For that. Like,
yeah. But what's funny is I just figured he had such a longer role. Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, Hodor. And I'm very happy that so when I was mentioning like people usually just like die off and they're gone and stuff, like I just watched The Hound come back and I was pretty stoked about that. Like that, like everybody gets their just desserts in that show for sure. But
I don't know what that means.
The Hound?
No.
Oh,
they get
no,
their just desserts.
So they're lying in the bed that they made sort of thing. You know what I mean? Like they, like, you know, if you did something bad,
that was
like
a really cute way to
you
say
can expect.
It.
Should we
name this podcast Just Desserts?
Yeah. But like you did something bad, like, okay, cool. Have an awful, amazing death. Right. Like, so, but for the Hound, it was like, yeah, like you just expected that. And the fact that he's back and then got, you know, unfortunately in his situation, you know, he was like with that little group and then he just was like, yo, I'm here to murder you all, like, for doing that thing to my group was, like, pretty awesome. But anyway, Hodor, oh, my God. Yeah.
What about Rings of Power? Anybody watching that nerd show?
I watched that one, yeah. So I watched...
No spoilers.
So like, any show that exists, the first episode is always a little, like, slow. You're introducing a lot, and especially with something like Lord of the Rings. Like, that's, like, you can't just... have a situation and like kind of get to know the characters through that. Like the universe is so big and there's so many characters. That whole first episode especially is like a lot of setup. That being said, I loved that it's more serious than the movies. I loved that it's more violent than the movies. There's like some actual like blood splatter that like hits the screen. It's not crazy. It's not grotesque. But it's like, you know, one of my gripes with a lot of the Marvel movies is they're like too polished and they're always like winking at the camera and shit. Like not actually, but like a lot of the jokes are and stuff. And like you can't take that whole universe like seriously or whatever. Whereas this, it's like a really good blend of like, holy shit, this is like really awesome action. It's the best CG I've ever seen. I mean, obviously they jumped a bunch of money into it.
Most expensive show of all time.
It's the most beautiful CG I've ever seen. Like it just is genuinely like really realistic and they spent a lot of time making it beautiful. So those first two episodes and like the almost like the, I mean, there's like some real thriller kind of horror elements to some of it too, that I really appreciated. So anyway, Rings of Power is like, you know, I think there's four episodes now, so I've only seen two, the first two that came out, but yeah. Rings of Power. Woo.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, moving on to the main show, guys. Pretty much 75% of this episode is going to be devoted to fall. We don't go all the way into Halloween until we do the October show. But if you like pumpkin spice and leaves and other fall shit, stay tuned. As far as what we're sampling today, there's definitely a theme. It's all pumpkin. And I think we should start off with the cream of the crop. The Dunkin' Donuts Goldfish pumpkin spice collab.
And especially because most of us have already had this. Some of us have bought like four or five bags of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Corey dumped half a bag on the kitchen floor.
Hold on. How many bags have you bought so far, babe?
I've bought two and Timmy P gave me two. Okay. And I might have actually bought another one too, I think. No. I bought three so far. Tim gave me two. Because I bought one, then I went back, then I didn't have them, then I went back and I did have them, then I bought two bags at that point because I was like, well, I got to get two.
Yeah, so this is the, what's it say, Zach?
It's, what do you mean? It says Dunkin', pumpkin spice grams, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. So I will say.
Really trying to push the natural, aren't they?
We might need a.
Naturally flavored with other natural flavors.
Do we need a drink with this, or is that.
We do. We have a cider.
Starting off by touching it, it reminds me of a cat treat. Like the grittiness on top of it, the fish shape. Like,
I love that. I eat my cat's treats.
I can confirm these do not taste like cat treats. They're amazing.
Yeah, I don't do that. Yeah, damn. These
I'm
are
a gigantic
fire.
Fan.
I enjoy them. They're very subtle. I think I like that about them.
Hands down, I think these are the limited edition treat of the fall. period.
Yeah, these are just like real Teddy Graham vibes, which I'm I love Teddy Grahams.
So if you're if you listen to our previous podcast, Funny Business, you will probably remember that Sean is not a fan of pumpkin. So every year we make him try all these pumpkin things, and if he thinks it's good, it must be good because he's not a fan of pumpkin. So Sean,
this is edible.
Yeah,
for someone that doesn't like pumpkin, he sure put a lot of them on his napkin.
I did not.
Oh,
you can give the extra to me.
It's like the Teddy Graham, like a dusting of pumpkin.
Does anyone want to try the new Mountain Dew?
No, thank you.
The Voodoo. Is it a mystery flavor?
It is a mystery
flavor. Take a sip right now and tell me what it is.
I've already had it, and I already have a guess about what it is. I think... Can I tell you?
I feel like if we're guessing what it tastes like, we should...
I'll try it if we're going to do for guessing sake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a tiny little bit, please. That's good.
I'm usually not good with guessing.
We nailed it last time.
But...
That's good.
I love how they just said that everything was going to be pumpkin themed, and then we're already jumping into something that's not.
Yeah, but I mean, it's...
You don't know.
It
could be pumpkin.
Oh, it could be pumpkin
flavored.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm usually not good at guessing these, and immediately, as soon as I hit my tongue, I was like, I know exactly what this is.
I think by smelling, I have a guess.
Rocket Pop?
I just think blue raspberry.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say. It's blue raspberry.
Which I think might be the flavor of the white mystery Airheads.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's as soon as I tasted it, I was like mystery Airhead.
Those were the best ones.
Yeah. And that is one of the guesses online, too, is like the mystery Airhead.
Airheads are like a weird candy to me because like I love them, but at the same time, I don't. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
I
like,
love them.
It's like the texture. The texture is just so strange.
Did anybody else ever have like kids in school that did the thing where you like hold a wrapper and then you shake it like this until it gets super small on the other end?
Yeah.
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 What was the point?
I don't know.
Just make it one giant gummy.
Magic tricks.
Oh, did they think they were like doing a trick? What other goldfish collabs would you want to see? Because I've got a good one, guys. I want to start.
So
go for it.
Before we get into the collabs, can I say my other favorite goldfish type?
Sure.
S'mores.
S'mores.
S'mores are so fucking good.
That is good.
With the, they even have the little tiny marshmallows in them. Like, you're getting, like, every individual s'more component.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, collab.
So, they did this collab with Dunkin' with the pumpkin spice grams. If they're going to continue this partnership with Dunkin', they should do the gingerbread grams as well.
Oh.
It'd be very, very similar, just switching up the spices a little bit. Release it for Christmas.
Is pumpkin is Dunkin' known for their gingerbread though?
Yeah, I mean the same way that they have a like look at the cover of the bag there. It's got a pumpkin spice donut on it. Not the latte or anything, it's just the donut. That's what they're kind of like imitating. And when they switch out the pumpkin, they move into the gingerbread one.
Yeah.
They have a gingerbread donut?
Yeah. Of course they do.
I will say I'd rather eat these than a pumpkin spice donut. Like these are way better than a Dunkin'.
Matt was like feels so indifferent about what you just said because he does love these because he loves these, but he also loves the pumpkin spice donuts.
He's like, oh, I don't agree.
He's just like, how do I
don't know that
does not compute.
Thankfully, we'll never be faced with that dilemma.
Yeah, they can both exist in this universe. And... Yeah. What about anybody else? You got a goldfish collab?
I mean, so it's not like anything that crazy because it's also just a cookie, but I personally love the like size of goldfish and like the just like munchability of them. So I think a vanilla wafer goldfish would be good.
Oh, interesting.
Well, they do have,
it would just be like something more snackable.
You just gave me an idea. A pecan sandy one.
Like,
I'd like to see him attempt something fruity.
Oh, interesting.
Like a fig noodle.
Like a Fruit Loop.
Like
club?
No.
Like a blue. Oh, a Dunkin' blueberry muffin.
Ooh.
Graham.
Ooh. Yeah, no, that sounds
key lime
that would
pie.
Be amazing.
Key lime pie.
Yeah. Oh.
Graham cracker.
Key lime pie yogurt, like the Chobani, and then taking grams and putting it
so
in there.
Good.
It's amazing. It's like such a treat.
The key lime Chobani is it's the best so flavor.
All right, so we watched a couple trailers before we hit record in this episode. All for things that are being released next month. It's going to be everything with a spooky variety. I think some of them came out this month, though. What are you making that face for?
The rest of the Mountain Dew.
Oh. So first, we watched Wednesday. It's the new series coming to Netflix as a spinoff of The Addams Family. What do we think of this one, Brittany?
I liked it. So, but I liked it mostly, like, they show when she throws the piranhas in the pool, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is awesome. And then mm-hmm. like after that, like when they went into everything else, I was like, but I'm willing to, you know, immerse myself into it because I feel like it will be good.
I'm into it.
And Jenna Ortega, I feel like she's a good actress. I think she played, like, judging from just the trailer, it looks like she played Wednesday very well. So
Logan's calling back.
You remember your question?
Hello, Logan. You're on the Seasonal Section podcast.
Whoop, whoop. Oh, wow. First time on this one, huh?
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Yeah, Logan, I had a question. Do you remember when, so back when we worked together, I used to, it was a party, I think a couple times, I brought in this, pistachio pudding cake. Remember? It had the graham cracker layer on the bottom, then the pistachio, and then something on the top. You called it something else, and I don't remember what that was.
Oh, pistachio lush.
That's what he said. He was right.
Okay, that's what Brittany said. I thought it was something else, like fucking like white trash or something.
Oh, no. No, lush.
Okay, lush. What's white trash?
White trash is like the mixture in the bag, like with
powdered
the
sugar. Oh, the Chex mix with like the... Yeah.
Some people call it dog chow, right?
Or like muddy...
Oh, Muddy Buddies.
Muddy Buddy has peanut butter with it and chocolate. The white trash is all like white chocolate, powdered sugar.
It's just crap.
So it's just lush then. Okay. So what else is going on with you, Logan? You got anything else you want to say to the people?
Oh, I love the additions to the podcast. I'm still listening. Love it. Everything's great. I tried the pumpkin spice Oreos.
And what'd you think? Oh. We haven't gotten to those yet. Those are next.
Oh, they're pretty good.
Yeah,
they're pretty good.
Logan,
it tastes like another one of my favorite all-time snacks, which are pumpkin bites.
The Little Debbie snacks. Yeah. I know. Oh. I took a picture of them and sent them to Matt the other day.
Logan, have you had the limited edition Mountain Dew, the Voodoo?
I have not yet.
Hmm. I think it's a 1 out of 5 recommendation here.
One collective star.
Being me as the one. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, really? What does it taste like?
I think, if you don't mind me spoiling the surprise, because it's a mystery. I think it tastes like the White Mystery Airheads, aka like a blue raspberry.
Oh, okay. I'd be down with that. Yeah.
All right, Logan, we're gonna continue on this podcast. You any last words?
God bless. Love you all.
Love you too, Logan. Bye.
I randomly ran into Logan at the Primus concert, and it was just the best thing ever. I miss him so much. Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, good stuff. Moving on to The Midnight Club, which is also coming to Netflix. This is the next project from Mike Flanagan. I believe he's just a producer, but he's the, you know, producers of The Haunting of Hill House, Haunting of Bly Manor. I'm not sure what involvement they have with Midnight Mass. But anyways, Matt, thoughts?
Yeah, it looks great.
It's just a teaser. I mean, we don't even know what the show itself is going to look like, but I mean...
And it's like kind of creative the way it, whatever. And even though it may be reminiscent of like naming wise, like whatever, like I'm sure just like all the other, like he wouldn't be, I'm positive it will probably be just as creative and cool as the other shows that he's been a part of.
Yeah. And lastly, once again, also coming to Netflix, Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities. It'll be 8 unique horror stories that challenged the classical horror genre. Sean, what did you think?
Not big on the horror, but I'd watch it.
Do you? You know, Matt's into horror. Brittany, you're into like...
I'm into
Halloween-y things.
But I don't like to be scared. Like, I don't want to watch something and get my heart racing. Right. That just doesn't sound enjoyable to
me. So Megan doesn't either. Sean, where do you stand on all this?
The more realistic, I don't like it. Like, so where I could be like, this could actually happen to me, I freak out.
So if I was to ask you, like, what's your favorite horror movie, what would you say?
Midsommar.
What's the like least likely Hubie? Thing? Movie Halloween. I have like weird.
I love like the Saw movies and stuff.
Yeah,
you do like those,
but that could happen to you, Sean.
This is very. I don't know, today's world.
We could probably make it happen.
I saw a little. I think it was a little kid walking their dog wearing a full-on Scream getup the other day, like 2 days ago. So.
Love that. I love that their parents are just letting him live his best life, you know? Well, we were at the
Cider Mill.
Burville Cider Mill the other day, and some kid was just full-blown Fortnite outfit. And I was like, you know what? The last season ends today and the new season starts tomorrow, and he's just celebrating, you know what I mean? He's just treating this like an event, and I love that for him.
Fortnite Insider Donuts.
Fortnite. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the first two beverages because they also go within this fall theme that we have. Once again, a cider from Hudson North Cider. I think in the last like 3-4 episodes, we've been continuously trying one of their ciders. We'll go with that one first. This one's called Toasted Pumpkin. The can is a nice orange in hunter green color. It looks great together.
Looks, yeah, very campy.
It is. So I'm not going to lie. I've already tried this one because I got two cans of it because I wanted to drink one on the first day of football. And I think it's fantastic. I think it might be one of my favorite ciders, let alone like one of my favorite pumpkin flavored like fall alcoholic beverages I've ever had.
So wait, you've tried this?
Yes. Love it.
What? It's a hazy
cider. It's one of the... So all of their ciders are dry hazy ciders. That's just their thing. So they're always like... They use like a sweet flavor, but it's a dry cider, so it balances well.
Huh. I have to agree with you. That is very, very good.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
The pumpkin flavor is really good. It's just like... It's
so toasted. Solid.
I can actually taste the pumpkin. It doesn't just taste like a bunch of seasoning. It tastes like pumpkin.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not pumpkin spice. It's toasted pumpkin.
Wow. I look forward to next fall being able to enjoy one of these.
Once again, the pregnant woman has a spit cup. Yeah. She is taking a sip, sloshing it around in her mouth and spinning it into a cup. Just for the record. Sean, what do you think? As the not pumpkin fan.
Not a big fan.
Not a big fan.
It just like, so I don't know. It just like, it boggles my mind. Stays,
like, in the back of your tongue or something.
This is why I love this though, because clearly... Based on the opinion of all of us, if you like pumpkin, you like this. If you don't like pumpkin, maybe pass on it. You
know, if Sean doesn't like this, I think it's more the pumpkin flavor than the spice,
right,
that you don't like.
Yeah,
could be. We're figuring out a lot of things right now.
We're figuring it out.
Because you tolerated the Graham, and that was more pumpkin spice than pumpkin.
Yeah.
Well then, yeah, that was a sweeter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're doing it.
So maybe it is. I just hate
process pumpkin. Of elimination. We're trying to figure out. Yeah. We're trying to pick apart Sean's taste buds.
We're doing the eye test. We're like this one or this one, this one or this one.
Let me.
Number one.
They always ask me like, which one wins? This one, this one.
And
which
one wins?
They look the fucking thing.
It's so hard. And you feel like you're under so much pressure.
Sean just like starts having a panic attack. They look the fucking thing, but I don't want to get the wrong
answer. He's questioning his entire reality.
I know.
I used to get nervous that like if I gave the wrong answers, I'd end up like, you know, at the end when they flip the other eye and you can finally see with both and be like, oh, I can't see shit. I failed this test. The other cider that we have is it's the Down East Pumpkin Blend. So once again, not a pumpkin spice flavor, more of just a pumpkin blend. This one I have not tried, unless I did last year, in which case I don't remember.
Down East is good.
So wait, are we doing all the ciders right now?
We'll do these two.
Oh, what, you got more?
I have the fall spice cider that
there's a space for us to try that.
But you don't want to do all the ciders back to back.
It's just, it's not pumpkin flavored, you know?
No, Matt wants to get us to drink yet another bombshell flavor.
Yeah. The theme in the last few episodes has been we try the Northeast cider and then Matt makes us try a bombshell cider. The driest cider you can drink.
Be really sweet.
So very
sweet.
So
sweet, always.
Oh, Matt, you haven't done a toast yet.
Oh, Matt, toast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to toast to it not being hot anymore.
Yes. I will
cheers
toast
to that.
That.
I'm tired of it.
I think Sean likes the hot, though.
I'm not minding this. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, good. Yeah. Every time I've seen Sean in the last week, he's been wearing a flannel. So Sean's okay with it.
I think I'm ready. I've given in.
That is delicious.
I think I actually like this more than the other one.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing I'm noticing about the pumpkin flavored ciders. Both of these are good. They remind me of applesauce, though.
This is more cidery.
Sorry. Right.
Yeah.
This one's
very tart.
The toasted pumpkin one tastes like pumpkin. This one just tastes like an apple cider to me.
Yeah. So it just tastes like cinnamon. Pumpkin. It tastes like cinnamon applesauce.
This one's great.
This is such good information for the people, though. You know what I mean? If you want a pumpkin flavored cider, go Hudson North Cider Company. If you want one that's more apple cidery with a hint of pumpkin, go down east.
Yeah, this is
choose
good.
Your location.
Yeah,
you know?
North or east. Matt.
Yeah, this is great.
Which one did you like better, though?
I think I liked the... I just feel like the... I know it's sweeter. And that's not necessarily always a win for me. Like, because, you know, I drink my coffee black. I don't put any honey in my tea, you know. But down east, this one is the preferred, and it is a little sweeter, but it also is more flavorful. And I think
like it's
that,
sweeter, but
I
it's
like
also
that.
Very tart, I found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do gravitate towards the tartness. Sour tartness. Tart.
Moving on, Matt, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Specifically, now that your brother has moved to Texas to fight the good fight and turn that red state blue, maybe some shade of purple. We don't actually know. Are you going to buy a Nintendo Switch to play with me and him?
Has no.
he been pushing you to?
Ooh, a little bit. So here's my thing is I'm realizing even with him gone, like I still don't have like a lot of time. Like I feel like I'm just constantly, whether it's house projects or like trying to work on Mark's album. That's the main thing. Mark's putting out an album.
Of so what's he do?
It's instrumental. He's played all the guitars and bass on it. And he hired some drummers.
So I love
it.
That
sounds amazing. Yeah.
I'm excited. Send me some samples.
I absolutely will.
I want to hear it. But I was going to say the new Pokemon games come out in November and I bought the dual pack. See, every Pokemon game comes out with two versions, like red and blue, gold and silver, you know? So like always, this one's going to be a dual pack and I'm buying the dual pack so I can let Megan play one and I'm going to play the other. And like, there's four player co-op in it. If you guys, Brittany, Matt, you guys all want to go on a Pokemon adventure with us.
I may be interested in getting this because I know Cecilia's getting into Pokemon as well. So.
Right. You guys can play it together.
Thanks to Corey.
We can go on little adventures together. I'm just saying. If you
actually, like last year before Corey ever mentioned Pokemon, she wanted for her birthday this Pokemon backpack, like playset.
It's a hard like classic.
Yeah, it's like a hard Pokemon backpack and she wanted it so bad. And so like we got it for her birthday and she played with it once and then never touched it again. And
she needs to be educated.
Yeah, now she's playing with it again. Yeah.
What about you, Sean? Am I telling Paige to buy you an Xbox for Christmas so you can play Skate when it comes out?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
You can tell her, but I don't want it.
You do want it, though.
Not for one game.
You'll find other games. Sean's going to get super into Fortnite with me.
No, I played it.
Let's try these Oreos. Open those up.
Let's open this pit up.
This is the pumpkin.
I have to see what Skate's going to look like.
Mm. It's going to be the best. Was that empty?
Yeah.
Okay. Great, because there are so many expensive things on this table. These are come recommended by Logan Patton, not himself.
Yeah, he said they were okay. Highly recommended.
Based on the smell, I think based on the smell, I'm not going to like them.
Oh, well, so automatically you're not going to because of the white cookie, I feel.
Well, the white cookie is not the issue. I'm not a fan of white chocolate, so like things that have a white chocolatiness to them, I don't like. But I just like these smells.
So there's two layers inside, which I wasn't aware of. There's like an orangey layer and then like a brown layer, like I'm assuming like crust
like
and
rust,
pumpkin.
Yeah.
All right, bottoms up.
Yeah, I mean they're just too sweet for me.
I like it.
Huh.
It doesn't. I don't get overly pumpkin flavor.
Yeah,
to me, it just tastes like a white Oreo.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like pumpkin at all.
Yeah, it literally just tastes like their vanilla. But I like it.
Yeah, that's like
how does this get by
testing?
Yeah,
what taste testers approved this?
That is not.
They had
like pumpkin.
COVID at the time, so
yeah, the whole plant.
I'm gonna try just eating the
like cream. It looked like the color, so they were just like, "Fuck it, it looks like pumpkin."
Everyone's got COVID. They'll
yeah, that does not taste like pumpkin to me. Like, that's so subtle. It just tastes like vanilla cream.
Yeah.
Wife?
Yeah, so I just ate the cream by itself, and I'm just getting, like, vanilla.
Yeah, that's literally all it is.
It's a vanilla Oreo.
Yeah.
I think we should start a class action lawsuit.
False advertising.
We've been duped.
Interesting. Okay, we've got another cookie here. We got the Tate's Bake Shop Pumpkin Spice.
Pumpkin spice cookies with white chocolate chip.
So we tried Tate's, I think, in the last episode as well. Tate's, as you know, are like the really hard, like crispy cookie. Megan found these at Target, I believe.
Hannaford.
They're a lot darker than I imagined them being.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah, I'm getting more gingerbread flavor than pumpkin.
Yeah, like a light molasses-y flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind this. There's no pumpkin.
Right, dude. These companies are being way too, like, conservative when it comes to the pumpkin.
They just want to slap the label on it to get the profits, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you're just getting more of the spice. It tastes more like gingerbread. There is pumpkin puree in this, but I think it's such a subtle amount. like there's definitely probably more butter than there is pumpkin. So it has like the butteriness of a cookie. Mm.
I do love butter.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys' favorite Oreo?
Me too.
I like the peanut butter pie one. Mm.
I like a classic Oreo, but I want it to be double stuff. Yeah. Or triple stuff. Listen, like the more classic cream in it, double the better. Stuff.
I think the gluten-free Oreos are better than regular Oreos.
Really? I've never tried them.
I think they're
great. They're so crunchy. They're like extra crispy. They're so good.
I definitely recommend the gluten-free Oreos.
Do they make gluten-free double stuff?
They do.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Sold.
Mm-hmm. I think the mint would be good. I've seen them, but...
The mint? Mm-hmm. Mint thins, and they're great. Because like the cookie to mint ratio is super, super good.
Oh, dude, the Numino ones... The Numino mint ones are so good.
Ooh, I haven't tried those.
They're amazing.
Brittany, did you ever try that whipped cream while we were here on Saturday?
No, I did not.
Oh, Megan, get the whipped cream. Brittany's taking it to the dome.
Whip it. You ever had a pumpkin whip it?
Also, can we talk for a second about how much whipped cream you put in your coffee while you were here?
No, I was just about to say.
While you're talking, an absolute insane person.
I watched Brittany refill her teacup with whipped cream 7 times.
Mind you, this was the small... It wasn't coffee. It was tea. It was the fake coffee tea.
Yeah.
It was the smallest cup of tea ever. And I swear to God, she'd take a sip and then do more whipped cream on it.
I love whipped cream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously. Brittany's homemade whipped cream, like... way better, but like give me a can of Cabot whipped cream and I will house that thing.
So this this is the Target brand favorite day. They do the they do a bunch of different stuff at Target.
You guys care if I just
Just send it. Yeah. This is the pumpkin spice.
Please do not post this on the internet.
Matt's taking a picture.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah. Matt's like, what's the internet?
I don't even know what that is. I'm just a baby.
I can pay you in blocks.
Oh, my God.
That was a full mouthful, in case you didn't know.
More than.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
God. You're like, you're committed. You're like, damn it.
You don't like it?
This is amazing.
So it's I don't like, mind that.
It's like weird because it's like this slow.
It's really, really sweet, right?
It. Yeah.
It is. And we had gotten the maple vanilla one and... I found the same thing. I put it on my pumpkin ice cream and it was too sweet to Andy has caught me drinking maple syrup out of the bottle before, but like
all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
you and Corey literally are the same person
and you and Andy are the same person. It's so weird. But yeah.
Should I tag the company? Maybe they'll repost.
Target.
Please don't.
Yeah. Then they listen to the episode. And she's like, fuck, it sucks.
So, like, the maple one, it tasted like fake maple syrup, and I don't get down with fake maple syrup. I need that pure stuff straight from the tree.
From the tea, yeah.
Yeah.
What am I allowed to do with this?
Absolutely nothing.
I can't post it? Close friends.
If you put, like, sunglasses on my face,
you can't know who it is.
Put pumpkins as her eyes.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Brittany, you wanted to talk about what our favorite soups are because it's the fall and that's soup season. Soup season approaching. Let's talk about all the soups, I guess, guys. I'll tell you what. My answer to this question is any soup I can have cornbread with because we made some cornbread last week and fuck, I love cornbread.
Yeah,
cornbread's
so good, man.
Cornbread's so good.
I remembered how good it was because Dunkin' had a cornbread donut for a little while and it was fantastic.
It was actually really delicious.
Like, I just love the texture. I love anything that's like sandy tasting. Yeah. Like when I go to Starch, I always get that like gluten-free cookie that they have there too. That's like that really rough, like sandy. So good. But actual soups though. I wrote that I like a stuffed pepper soup, which is something I had at Vito's for the first time that now my mom makes every year on Christmas Eve. That's like a Christmas Eve thing that we do. I had tomato and tortellini, which I had for the first time at Direct Subs a long time ago when I was probably like 6 years old. But yeah, because tomato soup itself is just like, you know, a little something extra.
It has to be homemade.
Tortellini is the best. Yeah. Homemade.
Campbell's soup. Like, get out of here.
And then my final answer is just pho, dude. Pho's a soup.
Oh. I cannot believe he did not name a single soup that I've made him.
I mean, all your soups are great. Yeah, of course. I just didn't know what they're called.
What do you mean? You could just be like, oh, that one soup
the,
you make
the one with chicken
this.
In it. And like, you this one that's got lime in it. That one's really good, too.
Oh, man.
I was being more like general and basic about it. If I said some soup that you make, no, I'm not. It's not a good recommendation. Nobody can go out there and make it.
I make a lot of basic soups.
Tomato and tortellini? Anybody can make that. It's two fucking ingredients.
One tomato. Yeah, one
yeah, tortellini. Yeah. They just mash it in a blender, you know? Yeah. Go on.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I have so many favorites. I like tortilla soup. I like a good chicken and dumpling soup. Mm. Baked potato soup. A good chili with all the toppings. I like, I don't know, soup
is
seasons.
Chili a soup?
I know
chili's
that.
Not a soup.
Chili's not a soup.
Chili's chili.
Okay, white chicken chili. White chicken chili is a soup. It's sorry. I don't know what a stew. I don't know what we're calling.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, goodness God. Gracious.
How come you didn't name any soups that Corey makes?
Oh wait, has
because,
never made a
because
soup.
He doesn't make yeah. you soup. Oh
no,
Corey.
She didn't say SpaghettiOs. Okay,
how very
meatballs.
How very dare him?
How very dare you, Corey?
Matt is the equality police. I made anytime I give Andy shit, he always pulls it back on me.
I made like an amazing chicken and gnocchi soup last week.
Mm, oh, you did, that
yeah. I know. Mm. I make so many good soups for him. Mm. For
too complicated for the
5 months out of the year.
Too complicated for the people. Ooh, that thing you made with meatballs, the Mexican one?
Yeah, last night.
Shit was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So many good soups.
All right, who's going now?
I'll go. I'm not a big soup guy. But I like soups. It's just that there's like a good portion of them that I don't like. Cause I don't like anything with like a really creamy broth. Mm-hmm. But anything that's got like I love black bean soup. That's probably my number one. A minestrone is good. Anything where it's like vegetable heavy with some noodles in a non-creamy broth, like I'm totally down with, but mm-hmm. yeah.
That's how I am. I think black beans are my favorite.
Yeah.
Is that just mashed up black beans? Like a soup of
like
just,
a pureed black bean soup.
Yeah. Yeah, Andy makes that one all the time, and it's really good. Yeah. I'd say that's probably like my second or third favorite soup.
Oh, my thing about soup though is like anytime that you make it, love it on day one. I hate soup leftovers.
Yeah, see, and I try to make him eat it for like 2 or 3 days,
and I won't do it.
It's gone. I know.
Can't. Like food for I know. Week. I like, and I for some reason like pulling it out of the fridge and smelling a cold soup is so gross that like even heating it up doesn't do it.
The solution is that I need to just start freezing the leftovers and then like reintroducing it.
It's like and I think it's different when you put it like on the stove to reheat it. Something about like microwaving a cold soup is just it's so gross to me.
That's why you can get rid of your microwave.
You still don't have a microwave, right? Yeah. You're never going to.
We still don't either.
You don't need it.
That's weird.
Look, it just makes soup taste bad. How do you make soup taste bad?
A true anything that you can make in the microwave, you can make on the stove.
Yeah,
but it's it's way less convenient.
Yeah, we live in a convenient world. Yeah. Okay.
That hot dog is done in 30 seconds.
They live in one where they're not going to get brain cancer.
Yeah. All right, so my favorite soup, guys. Potato and leek soup.
Oh my gosh. I love any soup with leeks in it.
It's so
that sounds good.
It's amazing.
White bitches.
You wouldn't like it because
it's creamy.
Yeah, it's creamy. Oh.
Yeah, so it's really? It's literally like so simple. I wouldn't know because I don't make it, but Andy has told me it's very simple. It's just
really easy.
Potatoes, leeks, cream, and then like he just puts some thyme in it, and the potatoes and leeks do all the flavoring, like, well, and salt or whatever. I don't know. He'd be mad if I left something out, but
yeah,
like
he's like that's not all the time. Yeah.
But it is like super simple, like not many ingredients.
Oh, butternut squash, that's another good one.
That is a good one. We do
with
that.
A lot of pepper.
Yeah, like and like or like curry. Like I make like a curry butternut squash soup. Good. It's so good.
We do every night or once a week in the fall. We do a soup and a grilled cheese, and we change up the soup and the grilled cheese. So like. It has to be dippable, though. Like, we'll do butternut squash with, like, Gouda.
I've been making a lot of gourmet grilled cheeses lately. That. And I've been dipping it in hummus, like, as you eat.
Interesting.
It's cheese and hummus together. I had a cheese and hummus quesadilla. Blew my mind. Opened up so many doors. Like,
that's so interesting. I would never think.
It's so good. It's never so
think
good.
I'd be, like, doing refried beans in it, basically.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, but it's got it complements so well, and so yeah. Like then I started taking that grilled cheese and just doing a little dip in the hummus. Amazing.
A tea so you can pee. Yeah. A T.O. so you can P.O. Oh. Now, something else that Brittany wanted to do. I know we've already ranked the holidays in this podcast in a previous episode, but we had such a good time doing the Merry Fuck Kill in our last episode that she wanted to do it again. So MFK, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, because the holidays are upon us and we're entering the best time of the year. Who wants to go first?
Me.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just excited for this so I can let my feelings be known. Merry Christmas. Obviously, that's the only correct answer.
Yes. It sounds good. Merry Christmas. I didn't even think of that.
I'm going to fuck Halloween. And then I'm going to kill Thanksgiving because we don't need you.
So I'm going to back that up with I had the same exact answers. My reasonings were this. Merry Christmas because it's cozy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's cozy.
Christmas forever. Yeah, I want 12 months of Christmas.
Yeah. Fuck Halloween because it's kind of naughty. You know what I mean?
It's here for a good time. You know?
Not a long time. Yeah. I'm going to kill Thanksgiving because my thought is let's just have Thanksgiving dinner on Christmas Eve. You know what I mean? Christmas is always just like, what do you do for Christmas dinner? Everybody does different things. Nobody really has, like, there's not one set thing where Thanksgiving has this like one meal that we have. We can make Christmas better by just moving the Thanksgiving meal to then.
Can I ask you a question? Is Black Friday a part of the Thanksgiving situation?
So you're right. The combo of the two is very nice and like my favorite time of the year.
Also, by the way, that was my favorite Black Friday probably ever.
Mine too.
Yeah, like and we like went to a non-crowded like Panera and just had like a beautiful little sandwich. Sean wasn't with us, but he should come.
Because we got out there early.
Yeah.
No, it's if we're undecided on what our Thanksgiving plans look like based on how she's going to feel. So TBD on that.
Oh yeah.
Matt.
Literally the exact same answers for the same exact reasons. Like, yes, Christmas is like wholesome. Like, I want a raw dog Halloween. Like, I want that to be like, that's like a lifestyle. Like, it's like whatever. And like, unfortunately, like, I really do love the vibe of Thanksgiving, but it's just not,
right.
It just doesn't have the.
There's no like decor. You're not putting turkeys up in your
house. Yeah, like Halloween to me is like I said, like it's a vibe. It's a lifestyle. I want to live Halloween. I want Halloween.
You would marry
movies.
Christmas, but you'd like have an affair with Halloween. You know what I mean? Halloween's your mistress.
I have a much stronger moral fiber than that.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, holidays go, like, I mean, that's the thing is like Christmas is just such positive, whatever vibes and stuff like that. But like, yeah, like I want to get dirty with Halloween, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think Thanksgiving has a vibe.
The
vibe is just like
fresher,
ball
like,
and
pot. The vibe is
just
like,
it's
one day in the middle of the week. It's not even like on a Friday.
But no other holiday do you get a 4-day weekend like that. Like you get Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Don't get Friday off unless I take it off, man.
Oh, you took it off when we went Black Friday shopping this year?
And guess what? I'm taking off Wednesday this year, too.
Oh,
let's go.
So I can avoid my family and just hang out with my...
At one of my old jobs, we only got every other Black Friday off. We had to flip and flop with everyone.
I think Thanksgiving has a vibe. And it's like, you know, you wear a nice shirt, you watch football, you drink a beer, you have deviled eggs. Like, it's just kind of like a chill, relaxed day.
Yeah. But, like, the leading up to it, like, I mean, like... Even in my house right now, I put up my pumpkin blow mold. Like, I get happy, like, those little, like, just little bips of serotonin when I see my Beasle Halloween vintage reissue Halloween cat band up on my walls right now. Yeah.
Sean, what's your MFK?
I'd have the same.
I think the only person that would deviate would be Kevin. Well, unless you're about to deviate.
No. So, I don't know. I was really undecided on this.
For the sake of
conversation, I feel like the reason I was maybe different, I don't know. Like, for Halloween, it's like I think maybe I am F Halloween, but for a different reason. Like, maybe just, like, I like...
It's sweet.
It just being short. Like, I don't need Halloween to be, like,
but
a month long
me.
Season. No.
Not that tall.
No, it's just, like, Halloween, it's, like, it's fun for, like, I enjoy, like, 2 weeks of Halloween, like, things. Like, I don't need, like, Halloween
You're
to be, like, the
that
entire,
heart, right?
I know. Yeah. I don't need Halloween to be, like, an entire, like, season as much as, like, I don't know. It's fun eating candy for a couple weeks and, like, watching some, like, things, like, towards the end of October, and then like I enjoy like dressing up and like doing something fun like Halloween weekend, but I don't need it to be like this whole long thing. I also don't want to kill Thanksgiving because I don't know. I have always enjoyed like doing the whole like turkey trot thing in the morning, and just like I like that you can kind of like prolong it into this like it's this kickoff into like the Christmas time. And there's something just always that's been, even if there's like the, I don't know, growing up, we would sometimes spend it in like different places, but we would always try to like do a run or a walk in the morning, like do like the local turkey trot, and then like just kind of like relax and hang out, and then, I don't know, have like a nice dinner. And it just like wasn't, I don't know. It's just like, there's something like very cozy about Thanksgiving that mm-hmm. I feel like I couldn't get rid of it.
For the record, I do love Thanksgiving. Like, yeah. it's pre-Christmas yeah. to me. And like, I love that as soon as it's like the week of Thanksgiving, no, you've got a 3-day week at work and it's like, you're not really doing anything because no one's reaching out to you for anything. And then you just get like this pre-Christmas, like we can do our Friendsgiving and stuff. And it's like, you just, it kicks off everything else. Yeah. So I do love it, but I'm not going to pick it over Halloween.
So my beef with Thanksgiving is, it's a whole lot of work for one meal. Like, some people like their families. I have to sit and listen to nonsense and be guilted by people if I don't want to go to their Thanksgiving yeah. or mm-hmm. if I don't invite them to my Thanksgiving. Like, Andy, Cecilia, and I are just cool, just chilling by ourselves, taking it as a day. Like, normally I have to work the next day. Like,
Trump won!
That's
yeah.
like...
The numbers are there!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Without saying it, yes.
Grandpa, can you pass the mashed potatoes?
Yeah. And, like, it's just...
Fucking bullshit.
It's too much pressure for one day on a Thursday when normally we'd have to work the next day and we'd have all these dishes to do at night. Like, it's just... It's too much. Thanksgiving's too much for me. And I don't like football. We like watching the Macy's Day Parade. We like just hanging out, but it's too much. It's too much work for one day. Like,
Sean,
if you're just
you're
going to
your
parents
head, yes.
and eating their dinner they cooked, it's whatever. But
yeah.
when you're making it, it's too much.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows. He doesn't like his family either.
You know, I think
that or you have to like go to too many family
yeah.
things. You're just
yeah.
like
too many obligations.
Around.
See, that's the thing. Like,
it's
with
not relaxing
with our situations, like her parents are in Ohio, mine are here, and it's like, we have to pick one or the other. It's not like the 2-in-1 day thing. It's yeah. like we just have to split it. You can't do that both in one day.
I think Megan brought up a really good point, though, too, where I think there's more of a event climax ritual with Thanksgiving versus, like, I feel like you were talking about, like, the different...
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I still think...
And
maybe,
I like
think
that
maybe
thought.
I
yeah.
still think maybe kill Thanksgiving only because it's the you're giving up the least, of course. Mm-hmm. Like, so, you know, you're getting mm-hmm. rid of that. You're giving up the least because it's, like, one day... But
plus, then you get
time.
To go right from Halloween's over to Christmas time.
Yeah.
Because you don't
yeah.
have to do that, like, prolonged.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
totally what yeah. we do. Like, yeah. September 1st is when we start spooky time, which is why I haven't watched The Lord of the Rings or The Game of Thrones, because I'm not watching that till January. Those things are not going on my TV because I have too many
Disney Channel original
yeah.
movies to watch.
Yeah, I have way too many yeah. fall things and Halloween things to watch from now until October, and then... Once November hits, baby, Hallmark Channel all the time, yeah. Christmas movies, like, give me as much Santa as you can give me. Like,
so, I love that. Yeah. That makes me so happy to hear.
Yeah.
But I'll mention, too, like, so it's really interesting. So, again, back on Megan's thing, it got me thinking about how with Halloween, there isn't necessarily, like, a big event. But the last Halloween that we had in Sean's garage
was
like
fun.
The best Halloween, and probably maybe one of the best for sure, because we made such an event out of it.
Yeah.
Where like the event with Thanksgiving is almost like a multi-day, see the family, have a meal, that it, like it's like it is more of like a thing. So I do appreciate that about Thanksgiving. So mm-hmm. I think the more that we make out of the climax of Halloween, like the better. And we'll just have to.
You're gonna stop
but no. That's not like, a. It's not. No. It.
Getting back from Chattanooga, horny as hell, man.
I reckon.
Here's the thing. I definitely pre like dating and engaging and marrying Corey. I was very engaging. I was very much not into Halloween. I've never been into Halloween, really. I've never liked scary things. So I've been very like indifferent about it as a holiday. So ask me this question 7 years ago, I probably would have said kill Halloween for sure. But
see
now
what I, did?
I appreciate
see what I
did it a little bit more.
You spooked her.
But it's still hard to like, I don't know. It's still like, I still am
well,
not like
we
the
watched,
biggest,
like, what we do in the shadows.
I'm still not the biggest
watched,
fan of like
the Addams
scary
family.
Things. So it's yeah. like, yeah. I've just had to like, learn to embrace certain things mm-hmm. of Halloween.
Yep. Last up in our pumpkin themed items is the pumpkin pie perfect bar. Get ready for this one, guys, because it's wonderful. Oh yeah, we have the Lara bar too.
Are you? Hey, I have a drink for us.
Oh, and the moon pies. Let's just do it all right now. We got to get this out of the way.
Last up is all this.
You got to make this into five pieces. I brought the knife out.
Well, I was just going to tear it.
Okay, if you can do it in five.
Larabar is not tearing.
So, yeah, this reminder, this perfect bar is not pumpkin spice. It is pumpkin pie. And I promise you it does. It tastes like a pumpkin pie. And it's... They released this a couple years ago as well, and that's when I tried it for the first time, and they just haven't released it in the last couple years. And I didn't realize it was as good as it was. I don't remember it being this good. Whether they changed the recipe or what, but...
What am I doing?
Eating it.
Oh, these are two different things. Okay, okay.
Yeah. This is the pumpkin pie perfect bar.
They're really expensive, but they're really good.
This is also a good time to introduce the worst drink that we'll have.
Perfect time.
It's also my favorite fall drink ever, but everyone will hate it. Mm-hmm. So it's the Bombshell Hard Cider Fall Spice. I love this so much.
So first, when you first toss the old perfect bar in your mouth, you're going to get like peanut butter at first because that's the base of what they all are. But then that pumpkin's going to hit.
So I like peanut butter, but the feeling of peanut butter in my mouth makes me very uncomfortable. Like, I don't like having that, like, pasty feeling in my mouth. And, like, it tastes good, but I definitely get that, like, pasty feeling.
This is one of the driest perfect bar flavors I've had.
Well, listen, it's also been sitting out for the last hour.
Oh, yeah, they're supposed to be refrigerated, right?
Well, they can be out for, like, 3 days.
Yeah. Okay. But, like, right out of the fridge, it's a little more moist because it's, like, cold and stuff, so it's different, but...
No, I don't even think it's that. Like, so one of my favorite Perfect Bar flavors is the coconut chocolate chip, and the coconut oil in it is very moist, so I feel like the Perfect Bar itself has, like, more of a moisture to it. This is a very dry Perfect Bar.
Larabar, not a fan. So it's got that pumpkin.
I want to toast to all of the amazing holiday celebrations that we're going to have as a friends group. Okay.
Oh, Matt.
So many celebrations.
I've been shots bigger than
that. Now should be the time to tell you that we will not be at the Halloween.
Where are you going? Megan does not like it.
Seal has to trick or treat with her school friends because we're not cool enough anymore.
She really wants to go with her friends from school. So.
Oh, my God.
I know. Sorry.
Oh, no. But you'll stop by.
Yeah.
For like a few hours.
Give or take. We're all just gonna leave work early, and then we're gonna start the party early, so then you can come over there first.
It's on a Monday.
I think I like the Lara Bar more than the Perfect Bar.
Whoa! I hate that. Lara Bar
is the Lara Bar the darker one?
Yeah.
Which one do you hate?
I agree.
I'm personally a huge fan of Lara Bars, just like as a whole.
I love the dates. I love everything about them.
And I really think this Lara Bar flavor is much better than the Perfect Bar.
I agree.
What,
and it's moist.
What did people think of the Bombshell?
I am not even a
knockout.
No.
1 second.
No, that's not going
to. Here we go. Trash.
It's just so sweet.
My problem with Bombshell is it literally, when you, like, the smell of all of their flavors smell like a candle. Like, they just smell like the artificial scent of a candle.
Yeah, it's not, it doesn't taste natural in any way.
Also that.
The thing is, like, I don't drink soda. I don't drink super, like, strong, sweet things. So, like, this just doesn't appeal to me. Like, I love when something's just, like, drier.
How's that moon pie?
It's another stale s'more.
So this moon pie is from Chattanooga, Tennessee, home of the moon pie.
Wow.
So they had them literally everywhere. So I was just like, yo, but like also pumpkin spice. I feel like
I don't hate it though.
I absolutely hate everything about these. I just putting it on my tongue and my teeth into it makes me uncomfortable. It's like the spongiest, weirdest filling with the spongiest, weirdest cookie soft biscuit things.
It's all awful. Natural.
Yeah. It literally was like, I don't know. Big fail.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no way that ingredient list is less than like 15 to 20 items.
Pages. So here's where I think I was confused. I confuse moon pies with whoopie pies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whoopie pies are whoopie pie.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh.
Love a whoopie pie.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I actually really agree. Like, they're not great. Like, they're like, They're like, oh, like,
so you bought it for you and now you're just pawning them off.
No. I bought it because I'm like, oh, I will enjoy this special flavored limited thing. Like, yeah. I also didn't buy a case of them. I bought two 50-cent mini ones. You know,
they're in my freezer.
And he was in the area where they were invented.
So it's like a,
keepsake.
Did they say anything when you bought it? Is that how you knew? Or
I asked why I saw moon pies everywhere. And they're like, well, they're made in a Chattanooga bakery. Like,
that tastes like shit, but we're proud of them.
Boy.
Ranking all these treats that we just had, I'm going to go Perfect Bar number one, Lara Bar number two, Moon Pie.
Dead last.
I'm going to flop the Lara agree. And the Perfect.
I know, you guys.
Yeah, I liked
the... Sean, did you like the Perfect Bar more?
Yep. I'd go Perfect Bar... Moon Pie, Lara Bar.
Whoa! Oh my God.
Why? You'd rather put that in your mouth than the perfect... Oh my... I
love Lara Bars. I just don't like pumpkin. Lara. Lara Bar. Immediately was like, oh, this is... Because they used the real ingredients, so it's going to be very...
No, but like, so interesting. Oh, wait, no, there is pumpkin in it. Okay, there is pumpkin in this. At first, I thought I was just reading spices, and I was like, no, so now you've debunked my previous theory.
So
it's the pumpkin.
Sean does not like actual pumpkin.
It's the actual pumpkin.
Yeah.
So you don't like pumpkin pie?
No.
Okay.
No.
Except
obviously. Pumpkin pie Oreos. They're delicious.
Yeah. It's just regular Oreos.
Nothing like definitely pumpkin pie. No actual
it's like
pumpkin.
A vanilla Oreo.
Yeah.
Moving on to our main topic. It's a series of would you rather questions I pulled from some little kid's website about their favorite fall things. It's super childish and lame, so I thought it'd be fun. The website I got it from is called mamateaches.com. It's 25 questions, but I think the way we're going to do it is like go around the table with one question each. That way we're not all trying to answer fucking 25 questions. So... I'll start to my right, and I'll have to answer one myself too when we get to me. So, Megan, eat a caramel apple or a candy apple?
Oh, I would. Would I rather?
Yeah.
Caramel apple. Yeah, I don't want to break my teeth.
Brittany, get lost in a corn maze or go on a hayride?
Lost in a corn maze, only because I've never been in a corn maze before, and that sounds fun.
No, they are fun.
But like, literally, it's telling you have to get lost in the corn. Not like have fun in a corn maze. It's fucking get lost.
The point of doing a corn maze is to get lost
and then find your way out. Yeah.
You have anxiety. Like, do you not like think you're going to like crawl up into a ball in the corner of the corn maze?
I do have anxiety, but like, as long as I can see the sky above me, I'm good. Like,
she's not going to do it at midnight.
Yeah.
Okay, Sean, live in an apple orchard or a pumpkin patch for a week?
Apple orchard.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What do you know? Like, even just the height, I feel like is
scary. Sean in a pumpkin patch for a week, he's just like stopping at all the pumpkins.
Do you remember the Goosebumps episode of the pumpkin patch where the pumpkin with the pumpkin heads and like this old man was like planting these pumpkins and they would come to life? And you don't remember that? Okay,
Matt. Go horseback riding or swing on a tire swing?
Huh.
That's the most backward response I've ever.
The horseback riding one sounds more adventurous. I would just need like somebody to guide me. You know what I mean? To be like, who knows what they're doing?
I refuse to ride a horse.
It's
Megan and I have talked about this all the time, but like, I don't like horses, and I think like horse girls are weird.
Oh, horse girls are definitely
I think
weird.
That like when you like really love your horse, there's like something like maybe a tiny bit sexual about it, and I think it's weird.
Yeah, it's so weird.
There's something about it. No offense to any horse person out there. I'm not saying you're a fucking horse bestiality. Like none of that. I'm sorry,
but
like,
weird.
There's something that I've like. It's call in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tweet at me. Tell me.
No.
Describe to me what you like about horses
saying you're weird.
If you're Dothraki,
can we do a live episode one time? Is that possible?
God. Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know who's gonna call. Like, we'll just get out, like, Andy and Paige. We'll get all them to call. myself.
No, so it's the tire swing.
Or no, it's more.
I think
he wants to go with the one that's like more exciting.
But I would need like somebody who's like gonna show me how to properly do it and everything because like I've never done that before.
So horse, but with a guide.
Yeah.
Wear a cozy sweater or a comfy hoodie. I like a crew neck sweatshirt more than any of these, but I feel like sweaters would be more itchy. And if I'm at home and I want to be like comfy, it's gonna be the hoodie, like hood up with like tied strings. Yeah. Megan, have a pumpkin hat or pumpkins for shoes?
MamaTeaches.com.
Like,
right. Pumpkin shoes would get messy quick, so I think hat.
You have to read it like, would you ever have a pumpkin hat? Or maybe pumpkins for shoes, for instance.
Okay. Brittany, would you ever have a pumpkin? That's the same question. Sorry, I forgot. Brittany, would you rather make friends with a deer or make friends with an owl?
Oh, make friends with an owl.
An owl?
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. You're going to say, my name is Brittany. He's going to go, woo.
Brittany! I literally was thinking that joke in my head, and I was like, I
can't do it.
I can't do it.
No. Sean, would you rather have a corn cob nose or sunflowers for ears?
Please stop doing that.
Sunflowers for ears.
Sunflowers for ears.
Sunflowers for ears.
Why?
I want a fucking yeah. But long nose.
I agree with that answer. Well,
Matt Corey, would you rather collect pine cones or acorns?
My daughter does both.
I guess acorns. No. Pine cones, because you can turn them into like really cool garland and stuff.
Cornucopia, right? Is that what they're called?
Yeah. No.
What do you mean?
Pinecone cornucopia?
Not cornucopias.
No, cornucopia is like a woven.
Yeah, but like you get the decor.
There's gourds and stuff in there.
You get the decor that's got like the basket and then there's like pine cones in it.
Yo, that's some real.
Yeah, maybe that was some like Dollar General shit.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's some real ratchet.
Just outed myself as a poor.
As a poor. Oh, how about these pine cones?
Myself, would I rather have leaves for hair or twigs for legs? Leaves for hair. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can wear a hat. You know what I mean? Yeah. Can cover up my twig legs.
Oh. I'd have to have, get itchy.
Brady would have to send the bees after me.
Oh my god. What happened to Corey? He's got the old twig leg.
Megan, would you rather make friends with a raccoon or an opossum?
Oh, raccoon. His little hands. Yeah. Their little hands.
Definitely.
Trash panda.
Brittany, would you rather try to catch a turkey or try to catch a fox?
Oh, a fox. Yeah. Turkeys creep me the fuck out,
man. You caught
a fox
some 10, 12 years ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
However many years.
Right when you said catch a turkey, I was like, whatever it is, it's the other one, because no.
Matt, give me your best turkey. Okay, moving on. Sean, would you rather live in a house made of hay or in a house made of corn stalks?
Hay.
Are you allergic to hay?
No, I don't think so.
I feel like you would be.
I feel like corn stalks are sturdier.
Are they?
All right, yeah.
I would say hay, too. Like, you just put them into bales and just, like, stack them up into a homely little...
It's itchy, and I like the corn stalks.
Matt Corey, would you rather run through a field of sunflowers or jump in a pile of leaves?
I would rather run through a field of sunflowers.
Good answer. Matt is on like a frolicking journey.
Yeah.
You don't know what's in those pile of leaves.
You can get lice from that, man.
From leaves?
From leaf piles.
Or worms or anything.
Oh.
Or ticks.
Sunflowers for sure.
You don't want anything to do with those leaves.
Yeah. Myself, would I rather go on a hike in the woods or for a bike ride in the city? Bikes are fun.
Oh.
We went for a bike ride in the city. We got donuts.
Oh, yeah. City bikes.
I know you guys hate me for this, but it's bike ride in the city.
I don't hate you for that, but I would choose the other.
It's mostly because of the bike. Like, you know, I can rush to a bathroom faster on the bike. You know what I mean?
If you're in the woods, your bathroom is everywhere.
Yeah.
Not when it's number
that's
two.
Like Corey's, that's Corey's nightmare.
You're surrounded by other
Corey's
people.
Nightmare is having to, like, poop somewhere and it's not as toilet.
But if you're in the woods, you can just spray and
I
pray.
Feel like my body just, like, closes that off when I'm in the, like, doing something like that. That my body would be
oh, good for you, Brittany. Must be great not having IBS.
I do have IBS, but I have chronic constipation. So.
Sick, dude. They just cancel each other out and normalizes you. Megan, would you rather have chicken noodle soup every day or chili every day?
Ooh.
Both soups, according to you.
Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup. Okay.
Oh.
Chili every day.
I'd be wrecked.
Yeah. You would be wrecked. Our bidet wouldn't work anymore.
But you could do a chili that's maybe like less
true.
True. Could I have a white chicken chili daily?
It just says chili.
Then
yeah. Brittany, would you rather drink hot cocoa or cold apple cider?
Hot cocoa.
Yeah, easy for you. Sean, would you rather make s'mores on a campfire or read a book in a hammock?
S'mores.
Okay, okay, okay. I feel like you're a little relaxing in a book, you know what I mean?
That'd be so nice.
I would just rather lay in the hammock, though. Like, I just
want to... No book.
Matt, would you rather take a weekend trip to a cabin in the woods or a house at the lake?
Oh, wow. That is really difficult.
That is a difficult one.
This could open up a whole new episode.
I was just, I literally just sent the Airbnb listing for a treehouse, you know, but I love lakes. I love bathing in the lake early in the morning. Like,
one or the other.
Don't make him choose.
I'm going to make him.
I'm going to say the lake for water activities.
Okay. That's fair.
Because but what if you're going in the winter?
Well, then I'll.
Then I'll go the other one.
Yeah.
I'll bring my
skates.
Would I rather splash in mud puddles or walk on crunchy leaves? Walk on crunchy leaves.
Oh, it sounds so nice. It's like such a fall thing to do.
Gross,
like,
I'm saying. Yeah. I don't want to jump in mud.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the shoes I own are white, okay?
Clearly, you're not a kid, Corey.
No, I'm not. I'm not a child. You want to call Charlie and ask her what she would do? Megan, would you rather wear a raincoat or carry an umbrella?
Wear a raincoat. For sure.
Brittany, would you rather participate in a pie eating contest or judge a pie eating contest?
Participate?
How do you judge? It's just a number game. Like,
you eat the pies. You eat the pies.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. But it's like, but I'm saying, like, what's there to judge?
So participating, I think, means baking it.
So would you rather eat the pies or bake the pies?
I want to actually, I do love to bake, but I also love to eat. This is a pickle. I'd eat the pies. I'd eat the pies.
So she'd judge.
Yeah.
Sean, would you rather eat pumpkin soup or pumpkin bread?
Probably pumpkin bread.
That's the right answer. Because you can like put a topping on it or something. Yeah. Pumpkin soup is it's just pumpkin. Yeah.
It's so good, though.
It's so good.
Matt, would you rather smell like vanilla or smell like cinnamon?
I'll go cinnamon, for sure.
I'd go vanilla.
I'd go vanilla, too.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I feel like it's just more of like a, I don't know, like a
vanilla's
more pleasant
too
smell.
Warming.
Sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I want something a little more.
Yeah, when I think of like smelling like vanilla, I think of the like warm vanilla sugar scent from Bath and Body Works, which was so like
very
so pungent.
Lastly, for me, would I rather wear big warm slippers or thick fuzzy socks? I'm not a slippers indoor person. I'm a slippers outdoors person. I wear slippers to work all the time, but I think I'm gonna go thick socks. Well, no, because they make me so warm. I hate. Slippers. I'm gonna go slippers. I changed my mind. Slippers. That's the answer. Matt, are there any other like non-pumpkin themed things that we didn't try? Is there anything left over here that we need to? Brittany, didn't you bring? No, that was the cider. There was nothing else. Okay, so we're good then.
Are we
cleared out?
I think so.
We tried all the things.
Okay, so then not much news here, but we'll wrap up with a couple little things. Dan Harmon, the creator of Community, has stated that the Community movie is definitely happening. In quotes. We all remember the 6 seasons in a movie thing, so it seems like we will eventually get it. I would assume everyone would be down for the return, but there are 2 question marks that I have. Sean, does Donald Glover do? Will they get Donald Glover to come back for a Community movie?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't in the final season of the show. He was in the final couple seasons of the show.
Right.
But could they get him to come back for a movie?
I feel like they would.
Matt, same question, Chevy Chase. Does he come back, and does Dan Harmon even want him back?
You know, I would like to think that people would, but with Donald Glover and Chevy Chase, I would like to think that they would see that this is greater than them and like do it. Yeah.
I hope that they wouldn't do it unless they could get them all in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't need a Community movie that's like that final season where it's like, it's not really even Community.
But it was really good though. That was a really good season. The virtual reality.
Next is a quick shout out that after what seems like forever at this point, That 70s Show is finally back on a streaming service. This time it's on Peacock, which makes no sense because it's a Fox show, but it's on Peacock, but I don't care. Just in time to watch the Halloween and Christmas episodes.
I totally thought you meant they were like bringing it back. Like,
well, they are.
A new season with new people.
So there's that 90s show was a thing that's coming back. That's coming on for the first time.
Wait, who picked that up? Who's doing that?
Netflix, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah. It's strange. But yes, That 70s Show is back up. Megan and I started the season from the beginning. We've been watching it as we play chess because that's the thing we do now.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We're chess players. Yeah. Yeah. Benio wants to challenge us. Let's
casual
go.
Casual chess players.
I beat her last night, too, for the first time.
Nice. Wow. Really then I also beat him.
Twice.
Yeah.
One last thing. Britney, new Taylor Swift album is coming in November. It's called Midnights. We don't have a single yet. What kind
of? I was just about to say, when's that bitch going to drop a single?
What kind of vibes are we expecting here? You want?
A lot of people are saying, like, rock. Like, it's going to be, like, a soft rock album.
I hope not.
I really don't care because any album she makes, I'm going to enjoy. Like, I don't foresee her putting out something that I don't like. And, like, none of her albums I love.
She did
every
put
single
out what's the R one? Not good.
Reputation. There are a couple songs on there I like. So the thing with Taylor Swift's
couple
albums,
songs, but it's like 17 tracks long.
Yeah,
most true of them are bad.
That's true. So like with any Taylor Swift album, though, there's only like a handful of songs that like I feel like I like half the songs and the other half I don't. But the ones that I do like, I like love.
Yeah.
So like I'm
hoping it's one of those because I already pre-ordered the cassette and the vinyl. So I'm hoping.
Did you
it's
get
really
one of the special colored vinyls?
No.
They have like that.
Dude, she's so like money hungry when she's just like
so money hungry.
Buy these five different variants of the same exact record, but it's a different color vinyl, and I got to collect them all. And
dude,
it's like,
during
damn,
the
girl.
Red release, they were selling a crumpled up piece of paper for like $6 on her website. Yeah.
Yeah, they're wilding. But yeah, I hope it's more like a synthy like electronic kind of album because that's like an something
oh,
she hasn't
done yet.
Did she work with
Jack
again?
Jack Antonoff. Well, sure, probably him too, but there's no like they haven't said anything about it, but gotcha. There is pictures and like some video of them of her and Jack at least working together, so
it'll be
that
poppy.
It was confirmed that he worked on some of the album
yeah there. I want something like electronic and just like a little bit weird. Throw some auto-tune on her voice, you know what I mean, like make it strange, layer those vocals.
That won't happen.
I know. Shout outs. Anything else that we didn't talk about that you've been watching, listening to, doing, or whatever else that you want to shout out? Sean, you've been away for 3 months. Did you watch or listen to anything?
The last Peaky Blinders.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch the rehearsal?
The rehearsal? Oh, I started it.
Great,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think I got 2 episodes in.
It's so like, it's so it's heady and like weird.
It's just gonna it's gonna go in directions beyond that you never would expect it to. Yeah. It's a wild show.
Like it ends and you're just like, what is that?
the first episode with the trivia night was just like insane. Where I don't want to ruin the trivia night.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin the game. We can't lose. And he's like,
Really
what good streaming is this on?
HBO.
That would be HBO. Yeah, okay. Did you ever watch Nathan For You when it was on Comedy Central? So
no,
that's Nathan
God.
Fielder from that. Which you should just start
so
by watching Nathan
it's
For You.
It's so funny.
Brittany, what do you got to shout out for us?
I'm going to shout out
all the
Ghost
books you've read. Oh.
No, Ghost. It's super cute, easy watch. It has Rose McIver from iZombie. I don't know if anyone's watched iZombie, but Rob Thomas made that show, who also made Veronica Mars, which is my favorite show of all time. And yeah, it's just a cute, easy watch. It's just, and it's spooky season, and the new season's coming out on September 29th. And
CBS show, right?
I believe so. We've been watching it on Paramount Plus.
Meg, you remember we watched the first couple episodes of it.
Of what?
The two people that buy this house and then inherited this house. It was decent, right?
Yeah,
we liked
good.
It.
Why didn't we keep watching that?
Life,
I mean, you know? This is
it's spooky season.
So
yeah,
yeah,
you guys
got to
start watching it.
Yeah, I feel like I enjoyed the like kind of like cheekiness of
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt, shout outs.
I watched The Bear.
Oh, yeah, so good.
It was very good. And then I'm also amazing watching The Patient.
With the Steve Carell thing?
Yep.
Is it decent?
Oh, yeah.
Really good. It's like, The show is so good because you just are on the edge of like what is going to happen next.
Huh.
And without giving too much away, the vast majority happens in a singular place. And so any sort of change or new thing, you're just like, oh my God, like, you know, there's
like
a noise upstairs.
Like a
there's a, you know,
like,
yeah,
it seems like it.
But there's a little bit of dark humor to it, like a little bit that makes it a little more, just adds a layer to it. So yeah, I mean, it is very like thriller-ish with just a little bit of,
interesting,
you know, dark
humor. I watched the entire series of American Horror Stories. It's totally not necessary for anybody to watch. It's all just okay. Like, if you want some spooky stuff to just, like, watch during this time of year, like, sure, throw it on in the background, but it's, like, man, these are made for a younger crowd than I think like American Horror Story is made for.
That's a bummer to hear.
Yeah. It's fine. Like I didn't hate watching any of it, but some of it I did fast forward through because it's just like I don't care.
Yeah.
I watched Chad and JT Go Deep. Which Sean, did you ever watch that?
I listened to their podcast.
Right. So they have a show. It's only like 6 episodes on Netflix. And if you like their podcast, or if you like any of the videos you've seen of them on YouTube, like the show's incredible. Yeah, like it's so stupid, but it's hilarious. We've been watching She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. Megan, what do you think about She-Hulk?
I actually have found myself enjoying She-Hulk more than I was expecting to based on the trailer. The trailer was like a little corny, so I was actually not even that excited for it, but I've actually enjoyed the show.
It's very like meta. It's aware of like the jokes it's making. It's just, it's a fun
time. She breaks the fourth wall, which like sometimes it can be weird if it's not done well, but it's like, it's funny. It like, it plays into a lot of the humor.
What's
in a good
breaking
way.
Breaking the fourth wall?
Like talks to the camera.
Oh yeah. I don't like
to the audience.
So like, I don't usually
be like
that,
a Deadpool,
but like,
yeah.
It's like, oh yeah. There are like very like similar, like the self-awareness of it is very like Deadpool in a lot of ways, but like not as gruesome and like Deadpool.
We've been watching Welcome to Wrexham, which is this new show on FX/Hulu where it's not a show, it's like a docu-series where Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds bought a football club in Wales, and this is essentially like a real life Ted Lasso scenario where it's like they own this football team, they're trying to like get them into the Premier League and get them, you know, the recognition that they once had. And it's
interesting.
It's just a docuseries, and it's like, it's just super good. Like it, and like the episode we just watched, it wasn't even like a documentary one. It was just them talking to the camera and like kind of like taking you through Wales and like introducing you different stuff. And it's really good. What else did I have on here? Just one more thing. We watched finally Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
Oh yeah. How was it?
Delightful.
Yeah. Just like
such a great movie.
Was it emotional?
Yeah, but not in a way that like you'd cry. It's just like, this is cute, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
yeah
it was just like more cute than anything.
It's
like an hour and a half, it's like an hour and a half including credits, so it's like a very short movie.
It's just
like,
very nice. You know what I mean? It's a nice
wholehearted
movie. Do you have anything else that you've been watching outside of this?
No, I think I've been watching all the same things as you lately. Aside from, and then you already mentioned chess. Other than that, I've just been reading a lot.
Playing chess and reading.
Yeah.
What a pregnant nerd.
Yeah. I'm up to a lot of fun these days.
She's starting to hit her nesting phase, though, where she's like wanting to clean more, and she bought a couple new furniture items, and I'm loving this.
Yeah, I want to like completely reorganize our entire house, which is at the very top of the, like I just don't have time.
Things you don't have time for?
Yeah, things I don't have time for, but.
Like on a whim, on her birthday, just bought us a new bookshelf, bought us a new like record player stand, and like now we're going to redo our entire living room, and it's like, I didn't have to do any of this.
Yeah, nesting is, it's a good phase. It's nice, and it just feels good.
I know. I just like, it sucks. It's like right now with work, I just like don't really have time to be like doing those kinds of things. But at the same time, I'm just like, shit, this is like when I can like still move and like do stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I just won't sleep for like the next month. Might be my solution.
So before we go, let's look at the next couple weeks or so and point out a few new releases you should be anticipating. Let's do through the end of September. Today's Monday. Oh, today then, September 19th. Brittany, you watch my videos every week, so you know about this. Best in Dough, the Hulu show that's coming out.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's a baking competition show, but it's all about pizza.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Best in Dough.
Yeah, a pizza baking show.
Whoa.
Tomorrow, September 20th, a new Patton Oswalt comedy special coming out on Netflix called We All Scream. This new show called Reboot coming to Hulu, which is from the guy that did Modern Family. It's his new show. September 21st, Lego Masters returns to Fox, and the Disney Plus Star Wars series Andor is coming out, and this new movie with Kaley Cuoco and Pete Davidson is coming out on Peacock called Meet You. And September 23rd, Don't Worry Darling is coming to theaters, which we're going to try to catch at some point in the next week. Two new albums, one from the Wonder Years called The Hum Goes On Forever, and one from Alex G called God Save the Animals. September 25th, Animation Domination. That's when like Bob's Burgers and Family Guy and The Simpsons and all those shows come back. September 27th, Nick Kroll comedy special coming to Netflix called Little Big Boy. The Munsters comes to Netflix, which we talked about in the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, is that Netflix? That was Netflix, yeah.
Which I'm glad, because that's not something that's worth paying for, but I'll throw it on the background
we'll
while I'm cleaning.
The next episode we're going to do is the Halloween episode, so we'll talk about it. Star Wars The Bad Batch returns then on the 28th. The Mighty Ducks Game Changers, which is that Disney Plus series with the Mighty Ducks. That was like, whatever. But then the coach from the movies, he got booted because he's not a great guy, and it was a whole thing, and there's a guy replaced him. September 29th, Welcome to Flatch, which is that Fox show that I watched some of. It's not great. It's fine if you want to watch it if you want to. September 30th, Bros, the movie, comes to theaters. Bros. And there's a new album from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Titus Andronicus. And there's this movie coming to Apple TV Plus called The Greatest Beer Run Ever, which people have been talking about. Right, it's getting good reviews. And last but not least, Hocus Pocus 2 on September 30th.
Excited.
Is there anything else on September 30th?
I don't think so.
It's her anniversary.
I mean, that's stupid.
I saw it in her eyes. She's being sarcastic. She knows.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the trailer for that.
Yeah. Our anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want a video on what new releases are coming out each week, check us out on TikTok or Instagram at RSMRY Media, because I post those on Sundays. The website's www.rsmry.media. But that's it. Follow us on Instagram at the link that I just told you, and DM me with any questions or comments, or if you're a horse girl. If you're a horse girl, we want to hear from you. I really do. I'm intrigued.
Especially if
you're equestrian? Is that the proper term?
I guess, dude. Yeah. Brittany, Sean, Matt, Megan, any last word?
Bye. This is a fun one. This is a fun one. I'm excited for the rest of the holiday.
The pumpkin spice, it brings it out.
So
next we'll have our...
People should make requests for what snacks they want to hear us try.
Sure.
If you've made it this far
into the podcast, you've listened to this much of it, please let us know.
Yeah, but I would be curious, like, if, you know, Logan, you're still listening right now. We love you. And also, if you have any suggestions for snacks for us for the next podcast.
So the way it's going to go would be next month we'll do our Halloween podcast at some point, which that'll be all, like, Halloween and spooky things. We'll have to find a way to make it spooky. It's always hard each year because we've done it all. You know what I mean? I think in November we usually do like the What We're Thankful For episode, which it can be like funny or serious, whatever way you want to take it. So we'll do that in November and then do like, there's not like Thanksgiving snack to try. So I don't really know.
No.
But then we'll move into obviously the Christmas episode in December.
Have you guys ever tried Panettone on the Christmas episode?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's like
Andy's favorite Christmas cake. Yeah.
Andy would like that.
So gross.
Oh. No, I've actually never tried it.
I thought that was like the singers that sing a cappella.
You mean Pentatonics?
Yeah.
No,
it's not that.
That's what she wants us to do. We're going to sit there on the table.
It's like the
jingle bell.
It's like the cake it's like the Italian like Christmas fruit. Cake that has like dried like... I mean, it's dried fruit in quotes. Like, I don't know.
Is it like a
fruit cake? Yeah, yeah. But it's like an Italian one. Huh. But like, I think Panettone is better.
Listen,
than like
I got an idea.
Fruit cake.
We're gonna buy like a high end, like good fruit cake that like one of these places make, and then get like the shitty like gas station fruit
cake, like a Walmart fruit
and
cake,
and compare the two.
My coworker makes fruit cakes from scratch.
And they're good.
So we'll get a good fruit cake and a really shitty one and do a blind taste test.
Yeah. An expensive one, we'll get a homemade one and then we'll taste.
I love the idea about the blind taste test.
Right.
Yeah. Love that. We should do that more.
Like Matt can just close one eye and then.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, Brittany just pissed and shit, so we gotta end this episode.
That was so
You're
creepy.
Cleaning up after yourself, so I'm not cleaning up. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.